This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I really mean that. I truly appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved. Do not sit around drooling all over yourself. I know, it's disgusting, but it's one way to get my point across now, isn't it? I do appreciate it. And listen, if you're on Facebook, if you have a Facebook, if you want to reach out on Facebook, Twitter, any one of those things, then you can. We've had almost a 3 million post reach this week with some of the shows and what have you. So I really appreciate the time and the push and the help that you're giving me very much. And you want to keep it going because I think we have a pretty good message. And if nothing else, I can at least help you get your cardio in for the week, right? Make you crazy, make you nuts, and help you get that heart pump. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room, and being involved, engaged, and hopefully engulfed as well in the conversation. The jobs report, always a fun place to be. And I started saying it in the last hour, which is I love when we hear about, hey, we had, you know, 280,000 jobs this month, and we were expecting 288, but we're good. And there's been so many months when that gets readjusted, and it gets adjusted down, and never gets adjusted up. And on top of that, we don't take these numbers and look, you know, first of all, the GDP needs to be above 2 for us to recover. It needs to be at 2 for us to... 2%, to maintain our misery level. I call it the misery level. Because I don't know a whole bunch of people are happy about what's going on in the economy right now. At least I don't. Maybe I'm wrong. So, if that's the case, I joked about it, and it's like, you know these guys that go to, you know, come on, everybody knows someone who's a better, who's a gambler, or what have you, and they go to the horse track, they go to the horse bets. And every week, you know, my Uncle Mike used to do it. I mean, he's gone, he's not with us any longer, and it was a big joke in the family. And every week he'd go and he'd blow like $600. You know, he had his limit. he probably blew a lot more than that, just didn't tell us. But he blew about $600. And then every once in a while he'd hit for a couple of grand. So let's say we believed him. Let's say it was $600. So every 10 weeks he thought $6,000, right? He pretty much went every weekend religiously. So if you think about that, when he would come back and say, you know, he's up, he won $3,000, come on, everybody out to dinner. Well, did he really win $3,000? No, he's recouped some of his losses. When companies go out and they do R&D on a product and, you know, they lose money on the first so many batches of it until they know it's going to take them a while to get rolling. You know, the first week they actually make a profit, they don't say, thank God we're in the black. No, they got to make up all that money from the past. They've got to make up all that past money before they can start talking about being in the black. Our government doesn't talk like that because it's not, well, first of all, it's not their money. They don't really care. And then secondly, with this whole jobs reports, right? A couple of months back, I don't even think it was that many months, like 3 months ago, it was dismal. So 38,000 jobs had been created. They were looking for like 280,000. But you didn't hear much about it. The media didn't cover it that much. It was like a fleeting thought, a fleeting blip or blurb on the radar. Come on, stay with me here. You see what I'm saying? And talk about irritation plus. Little, like I said, a little blurb on the radar. So then they get this report that's 200,000 plus. And all of a sudden, everything's supposed to be happy. Everything's supposed to be hunky-dory. You know, hey, we got a few thousand short here, but we'll make up for it next month. And then they adjust the previous month down. Nothing ever comes together. You never hear anything about that. Why? Because numbers are boring. People don't really get them. They don't want you to know they don't really get them. And then think deeper than just the numbers. So here you have Volvo truck. The truck version. I mean, their truck plant. They're laying off 300 people. Now you only lay off people in a truck plant when obviously when you're not selling trucks, right? And why wouldn't you be selling trucks? You wouldn't be selling trucks because people are not making capital investment. Companies aren't. They're sticking with what they have, right? They're not going to order trucks because they can't afford to buy a truck because they don't really need any trucks. They're not. They don't have the money. They're not making the money they used to make to deliver those things. Come on, think about this. So let me see. Oh, then we have a pharmaceutical company. I mean, of all things, right? American company. They're going to lay off 300, mostly at their R&D facilities. Now, we heard this might happen, remember, with Obamacare? Since they can't make the money they used to make, why would they blow money on R&D? They probably see it coming, too. They probably see what's going to come with the... If Hillary gets in, it's single-payer, buddy. She's already talked about it. That's what she tried to sell us the first time, single-payer. You really want to let them get away with it? Yeah, you probably will. You know, some of you never-Trumpers just amaze me. Because, you know, you might as well change the phrase. Never Trumpers are always Hillary-ers. I don't know any other way to put it. And don't give me the... Who's the other fellow that's running? What the heck is his name? I can never get... Gary Johnson. Yes, he's so memorable. Anyway, we're going to talk about a comment that he made that should go through you like a red-hot rod. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injury, batteries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, sometimes I feel like this. Of course that wasn't going to work. Are you nuts? I knew that was too easy. That would have been so cool if it worked right. Should I try it again? Yeah? All right, so if you got video, this will mean a heck of a lot more to you. Come on, everybody sing along with me. I mean, really, don't you feel like it sometimes? We need another hero. I think we need another hero. And it can't be Adam West. Have you seen the guy? I mean, seriously. I'm not really kind of making fun of him, but he needs some help. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, thanks for indulging me, number one. And I do really appreciate the time that you've been spending with me on the air. And tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show, what's going on, what we're talking about. If you're from Boston, that was easy to understand what we're talking about. Yeah, no? Okay. Anyhow, back to the jobs reports, because I enjoy them so much. And I enjoy, again, it's explaining some of this so that you understand what's going on. Walker Machinery is laying off, Walker Machinery and Wayne Supply collectively are laying off 165 people. Machinery. You know, we've been talking about how manufacturing has been going south in this country forever. We've done very little to fix that. I know up in my school district we're talking about, we're bringing in the newer type of equipment, new type of machinery, and teaching our kids how to work on it. Because it's out there. It's what they're working with. It's what they're working on. Nexen Energy, laying off 350 people. Seagate, a worldwide technology company, laying off 6,500 people. Let me see. Harman International. They can't lay off anybody. We get our headsets from them. Anyway, yeah, I can go over these numbers. I can keep doing these. We've got, IBM's laying off. They look like they're laying off a lot more. They laid off 15,000 people total, and it looks like they're laying off more. Arena Pharmaceuticals announced they were laying off 70 people. I'm trying to get it out of my mouth. It won't work. 73% of the workforce. And then Micron Industries, Micron Technologies, they're another group. They're going to lay off 2,400 positions. So I am so glad to hear. I think I just wiped out, about 10,000 jobs right there in that report? I'm so glad to hear that we're doing so much better, right? That the economy is recovering. Very exciting. I never understand this mindset. I really don't. All right, so there was another whack job I wanted to report on here. Oh, there it is. I enjoy these so much, I really do. So apparently, Gary Johnson says that the threat of radical Islam is way overblown. No, you heard me right. Gary Johnson made a comment that the threat of radical Islam is way overblown. I don't understand. Is he looking for money from them? What's he looking for? So a Libertarian president nominee, Gary Johnson thinks that the threat of radical Islam is just overblown. He refused to draw lines in the sand about how to respond to a nuclear Iran during a visit Tuesday to the Daily Caller. Many neoconservatives who have traditionally supported Republican candidates feel that they are left without someone to support the 2016 election. When asked what he'd say to convince these voters, the former New Mexico governor replied that we should have an invincible national defense and that if we're attacked, we should attack back. But if you don't think there's a problem, how do you guard against the problem? I'm just trying to understand. This is a stance similar to Donald Trump of having a military that's so strong, so powerful, that we don't have to use it, Johnson said. Also that the writer says that Johnson also holds a similar view to Trump when it comes to the threat of the North Korea, which in Johnson's view is the greatest threat facing the U.S. Those guys can't launch a missile more than 25 feet to save their butts. I mean, I don't like what they're doing, don't get me wrong. And yes, they keep doing these missile launches, but they're not as successful as you want to believe they are. He said, I reject the libertarians that libertarians are isolationists. It should be diplomacy to the hilt, and then in the case it would be joining with China to deal with a threat that they also recognize. Now, yeah, let's join China because they've been so upright and so honest with us, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. He added, the problem in the region is our 40,000 troops in South Korea. This is not a stabilizing force in the Koreas. Johnson continued to say, ideally, the U.S. would withdraw military personnel from South Korea, and that China should be dealing with North Korea. Sure. So we're going to, right, another idiot, another military idiot. We're going to pull out of South Korea. We're going to pull our 40,000 troops out of South Korea, and that's going to force China to step in and take care of it. Because, you know, they've done. No, I can see China just nuking North Korea to get the little irritant out of the way. Trump has previously bemoaned the lack of payment from South Korea for our protection, and has said there should be pressure placed on China to deal with North Korea. Look, maybe we should say, hey, look, they're just as much of an irritant to you. They're just as much of a danger to you. You should be helping us here. And, hey, South Korea, now I don't know. We might be doing this so they don't create their own army, so they don't create their own large army to protect themselves. I don't know. We'd have to find out. If that's the case, we stay. If not, then, yeah, they should be picking up the tab. They should be helping us out. Now, through the similarities largely end there between Johnson and Trump when it comes to foreign policy, the former governor told the D.C. that radical Islam is an overblown threat. You can argue we're at war with ISIS. I'll concede that, Johnson said. He added, but do I have an issue with wiping out ISIS? It involves boots on the ground. If it involves dropping bombs, if it involves flying drones, I think that all those methods have unintended consequences. Well, yeah, we might hurt somebody innocent, because nobody innocent got hurt with ISIS. No Americans got hurt. Give me a break. Anyway, more on Gary Johnson after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
And I'm going to give you time to finish dancing.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, if you can only see some of the stupid things I do during the show. Anyway. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on over there on the website. You can watch live on Facebook. You can watch live on, I don't know, everywhere. I used to like to say this all the time. We're like horse manure on a ranch. We are all over the place. Seriously. Anyway, the, let me see. Yeah, now the reports are coming in that the coup is underway in Turkey and the outcome is unclear. Right? They said a bomb hit parliament, there's almost 50 people dead, and it's still going on. So I don't know enough about it to actually say anything about it. But I want to get back to the guy that's running for president in the Libertarian Party, Gary Johnson. Now, if you vote for him because you think Hillary or Trump are really bad, this guy would be a disaster. I think he would make us even less safe than Obama. Right? So he's talking about, you know, pulling the troops out of South Korea, thinking that's going to force. That's like letting the clothes pile up in your teenager's room, thinking that eventually they're going to do the laundry because they're not going to be able to stand the smell. And some of you have teenagers, you know how well that worked out, right? Anyway, Trump has previously bemoaned at the lack of payment from South Korea, and I agree with him there. If we are protecting them because they want us to, because they've asked us to be there, we should get some money. Now, the similarities largely end there between Johnson and Trump when it comes to foreign policy. The former governor told the D.C. that radical Islam is an overblown threat. I want you to hear this again. I know I already said it. You can argue we're at war with ISIS, he said. I'll concede that. He said, do I have an issue with wiping out ISIS if it involves boots on the ground, if it involves dropping bombs, if it involves flying drones? I think all those methods have unintended consequences of making things worse, not better. He sounds like a Democrat, for God's sakes. Doesn't he? If we put more pressure on them, it might make it worse. Or they might stop. Right? Now, the Libertarian nominee said that he would not add any additional restrictions to the immigration from the Middle East. Johnson told the D.C. that he's a skeptic of the Iran deal because Iran funds terrorism. He also took issue with it on the grounds of transparency, saying no one seems to know what's in it, what's in the agreement. Former governor, though, wouldn't get rid of the agreement. So, let me see. I don't know what's in it. I think it's a bad deal. I think it's a bad agreement. No. I won't get rid of it, though. Johnson would not be fine with a nuclear-armed Iran, but would not definitely say what measures he would take. Another one. Another one that just can't. He says that he wouldn't take measures. He wouldn't make plans on a hypothetical situation. It's not that. It's planning ahead. It's making sure we're going to be safe. That's what it's doing. What is the problem with that? I don't understand. I think one of the big problems about running for a political office when it comes to the military is that the candidates draw lines in the sand. I think that's a big mistake, Johnson said. He continued, if I draw a line in the sand and it gets crossed, count on actions that I promise. Have we heard that before? The other weenie said that. You're asking me hypothetical questions that I'm going to be drawing a line in the sand right here, and I'm going to have to stick to it for the rest of the time that I'm running for office and take office. The former governor added, Gary Johnson will now... You know, think about that. He's saying to them, you're asking me about hypothetical situations here and wanting me to draw a line in the sand here and now. Yeah, I do. Right? Now, the paper thinks, check this one out, that Gary Johnson now will now likely be facing Hillary Clinton in the general election and said that she has been the architect of our foreign policy and that has left the U.S. less safe. But he's just mentioned a whole bunch of things that he won't take a stand on. He won't tell you what he's going to do. And I don't know if I would say he now faces Hillary Clinton. He now will probably face Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump if you really want to call him a contender. When asked to compare the world views of the two presumptive major party candidates, Johnson said, I think Trump scares me to death. And with Hillary, nothing really changes. Hillary's just treading water. You know what? Hillary should scare him to death. Actually, most people got involved with him. most people who've got involved with her have ended up in death. Not scared to death, but actually in death. You know, as my son used to say, my youngest son, you're going to get dead. And that's how most people ended up with her. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, let's go through some of these other stories. Okay. Well, hey, here's one written by our own Michael Housem, who has, he says that the GOP platform is tone deaf and needs to get back to the Constitution. Yeah. You know, he and I don't agree on this, on some of this stuff. See, I think that for the Republicans to totally abandon social issues is wrong. Because there's a lot of Democrats that are hardcore, that are tough on the budget. They're on the same page from a budget standpoint that we need to stop spending. And so what's the difference between the two at that point? Seriously. Now, the Republican Party has a serious, he says the Republican Party has a serious branding and outreach problem. We've been saying that for a long time, though. Nothing new here, Michael. And some of the news coming out of the Republican National Committee's party platform clearly demonstrates that they are absolutely tone deaf about it. Now, they're pushing issues that are totally out of touch with most Americans. They're also entirely unrelated. Right? They don't. They're unrelated to the supposed fundamental GOP commitment to individual liberty and smaller, less intrusive government. But you can't, in some areas, you can't have less intrusive government, especially when you have certain groups running away with issues. I mean, think about it. All right, so Republicans, you want to ban abortion all over the place. Well, isn't that the government getting involved, the federal government getting involved on state issues? I think you should allow the states to decide, state by state by state by state by state. As a representative government, that's what they should be doing. So the GOP is not popular, and that bothers me. He said this the other night on the show. Others have said the same thing. Are we trying to be popular? Now, Bloomberg poll from a month ago said that less than a third of the Americans have a positive opinion of Republicans, whereas the Democrat Party is seen favorably by almost 50%. That's because they don't know what the Democrats stand for. What we have, the problem Republicans have is getting their message out. That's our problem. We have let the Dems create the narrative of what we're about. Seriously. So, recently, in dealing with a bunch of Democrats, they were extremely confused as to what their party stood for. The things that they thought their party stood for were actually platform issues from the Republican Party. It's what the Republicans stood for. They didn't know that. Nor, I don't think, did they believe it. He goes on to say, of course, it could be asserted that Donald Trump's high negative ratings had an impact on this, but note the significant lag below what is that thing called? Recent chart that he put up. Now, in the chart that he put up, it basically shows that the Democrats have been on top for, let me see, since 2009, a slight dip in 2014. And now there's a major chasm between the two. From favorable, unfavorable. I'm so tired of these polls, though. Because a lot of them have been wrong. Who do you know? How do you believe? Who do you believe? How do you know who to believe? So the poll from the Pew Research Center back in April, they showed an overall nationwide 33% positive view with a 62% negative. The Democrats' numbers were 45 and 50. Just a little less than Bloomberg's results. That's why I said, these things, really, they don't matter. They're a snapshot for a specific moment in time. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Back. Hopefully you are too. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, be involved in the conversation. I don't care how. How do you get informed? How do you know what people are thinking? No, really, how do you know what people are thinking? Anyway, like I said, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Now, where was I? See, that's why the producer has to stay in the room with me, because I get so confused so easily. It was Michael's piece on leadership. But really, you know, as far as the GOP goes, as far as, you know, what they're thinking, You know, it goes on to say in the article, one of the charts gives a list of the most important things to Americans. I mean, I'm sure it's real, and I'm sure it's true, and I'm sure it's right. But I never, you know, when you don't see the way the questions were asked, who they were asked to, it's kind of hard to take some of these things seriously at that point in time. So when, you know, on a percentage basis, 84% of the, you know, people who asked said that the economy was number one issue they had. Terrorism was the number two issue. That came in at 80. The foreign policy was number three. Healthcare was number four. Gun policy was number five. Immigration, number six. Social Security, number seven. Education, number eight. Supreme Court appointments, number nine. God. Was there an IQ ceiling on this? Let me see. Number 10, treatment of racial and ethnic minorities. Number 11 is trade policy. And number 12 was the environment. 13 was abortion. 14 was treatment of gay, lesbian, and transgender people. So my attitude is, I mean, look at some of these numbers and what they're asking. And so what Michael's ripped about is the GOP now has decided that the platform needs to include anti-porn provisions and embrace conversion therapy. Now, I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if I agree with that that's exactly what they're saying. Because here's the deal. This anti-conversion therapy, if you're talking about beating or drugging somebody, and I don't know if you're familiar with this. In California, it's now against the law. If your son or daughter comes to you and says, I believe I have gay or lesbian tendencies or what have you, you can't even suggest to them that they go see a counselor. If they want to go see a counselor, there's no counselor that can do the therapy conversion or even talk about it. They actually have to consult them on maintaining what they believe or think they are. That's just wrong. Yeah, I'm saying it now. It's wrong. And I'm not saying parents should be able to browbeat their kids into changing. But if a child comes to you for help or thinks what they believe is wrong or against what their belief system is, why shouldn't you be able to get them help? And so what they've done so far to appease the general populace, the people that are sleeping, is pastors can counsel based on God's word and not based on any kind of psychology. If a pastor has a degree in psychology, they can't do it either. This is wrong. This is taking the rights away from parents. So I would not be against that being as part of the provision or what have you. Now, I don't get the anti-porn thing. I don't watch porn. I don't like it. I don't understand it. But really, what are you going to do? God even realized after the Ten Commandments weren't quite working out so right, Jesus went, hey, you know what? Skip the ten. You can't seem to do it. Let's just go with two. So it's crazy. We've got to stop. I don't mind them having these principles in there, or some of these principles in there. But this other stuff is a waste of time. And it's craziness. And the GOP wonders why they have such a hard time. Again, I'm not against social issues. Don't get me wrong. But pick your battle. Porn, really? With everything else going on, is the best you can come up with? All right, do I have time to do this one? Let's see. Yeah, I would have time to do these two. Actually, they're great. So Britain. Talk about jumping on it, period. Britain is shutting down its global warming agency. I think we ought to move to England. Seriously. So they've decided to shut down their global warming agency. Britain's new government abolished its Department of Energy and Climate Change Thursday morning, ridding the country of its global warming bureaucracy. Thank you, God. somebody with a brain. Officials stated that the DECC has been abolished and the UK's environmental policy will be transferred to a new ministry called the Department of Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy. Some former DECC functions will be outright abolished, while others will be handed back to the new ministry. The new agency will be headed by Greg Clark, who has a record of opposing wind power, causing environmentalists to panic. British wind companies, particularly ones that specialize in offshore wind power, were already worried that Brexit places the government subsidies and easy access to financing at risk, as well as it should. How many companies do you need doing R&D on wind energy? I wonder how many tax dollars goes out worldwide on this farce. Wind energy, solar energy, water energy. I mean, water energy is great if you can, but you see, you can't dam things up now. Not in this country. If you build a dam and you stop water from flowing naturally, well, the environmental freakoids go crazy. I mean, think about this. They can't even get together as a group to decide what works and what doesn't work. Now, I don't know who's keeping who quiet. Maybe Hillary's off some of the people in the department. But you've got these wind turbines, you've got these wind-generating, electric-generating things out there in the middle of the desert, windmills, whatever you want to call them. They're taking out birds left and right. I'm surprised animal people? PETA wants you not to eat them. I mean, when they're deadlying on the ground, I don't know why you can't eat those. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Whatever. I'm sure there's some group that's against this. I don't know why they haven't come out yet. And then you get the ones in that big wind farm, solar farm in the desert, Mojave Desert. They're finding fried birds lying around. Did you hear about this? They've got birds that catch on fire in the air. Right? It's killing them while they're airborne. No crazies there, are there? Coming out for that one. But yet, if we simply slow down water flow in this country, stop it long enough, or not even stop it, just allow it to take a different course for a little bit, so that it can turn energy mills, if you would. That's terrible. That's wrong. It's terrible. I mean, these guys are freaktoids. I mean, seriously, they can't get together to come up with a way that we can still survive. You know what's going to happen? They're going to make it so hard to survive as human beings, there won't be anybody left to protect the animals. Or the ecosystem. Or Mother Nature. But isn't this great? The first move of the new prime minister is to start to wipe out this garbage that they're paying millions of dollars in taxes on. Okay, now something I never thought I'd say. The French are actually braver than we are. I'm serious. The French government committee, has heard testimony suppressed by the French government at a time and not published online until this week, that the killers in the Batavian, tortured their victims on a second floor of the club. The chief police witness in Parliament said that an investigation officer's tears streaming down his face rushed out of the Bataclan and vomited in front of him just after seeing the disfigured bodies. According to this testimony, the Wabas killers apparently gouged out eyes, castrated victims, and shoved their testicles into their mouths. Yes, you heard me. Now, these are the little human people that they want to hug and re-educate and give jobs to. I'll give them a job. How about we give them a job of getting their testicles out of their own mouths? How about that? I think that'd be a great job. See if they can do that while they're screaming bloody murder. They may have also disemboweled some poor souls. Women were stabbed in the genitals, and the torture was victims. All this torture, victims told police, filmed for ISIS. Right, for that reason, the medics did not release the bodies of tortured victims to the families. Right, but we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to take or go in that direction, right? Yeah, we're playing guerrilla warfare, and we're playing by gentlemen's rules. It won't work. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. Have a safe weekend. I want you back next week. So have a safe weekend. Enjoy yourself. We will catch you next week.